You're listening to 101.9 CITR. This is the Parts Unknown Show. I am Chris Arific. And this is the first time that I've been doing this. This is the 43rd episode where I've had guests. This is the first band. Oh, no, that's not true. You're the second band, but...
We're number two.
Yes.
Number two. Primp
was first, and that was a disaster, not because of them, but this will not be a disaster because I have none other than legends of the game, and they are all together as a super group. They are called Night Court, and I want, if you can, to introduce yourselves and tell me what bands you have formerly been in, and the winner who has told me the most bands that they've been in will get neutral vodka carbonated cherry soda. Dave, who are you?
I'm Dave. Bands that I've been in. Jiffy Marker. Mm. Men at Adventure. Limb Lifter.
Oh, wow.
The Spitfires.
Oh.
The Measure. And then back in Calgary, there was Rebel Young Republican, John American Carr, Ellen James Society, and then AKA with Jeff. And then I've lost count.
Oh, point. My gosh. Give it to him. Give him the. He's not even drinking them.
Oh, right. Blood Meridian.
Blood Meridian.
Yeah,
okay.
Original drummer, that's right.
You are.
I'm Emilor, and bands I've been in. I was in, this is going to go way back, Transformer in Vancouver, and then I moved to Victoria. I was in a band called Woolly Mammoth.
Oh, yeah.
I was in a band called Meat Draw.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Montreal. I was in a band called Misfortune, Peter Panic, The Brabazons, Thundra, Devil Eyes, Lemurs. There's probably a bunch more that I don't remember. And then I moved back here. I was in a band briefly called Low Levels. I was in a band called Mikey and His Shame. And then Pet Blessings, Wrong.
Wrong, R-O-N-G?
R-O-N-G.
Yes, so very, very.
Yeah, they are, like, go to all their shows.
Yes.
Night Court.
Oh, yes.
The Synchromantics.
Oh, yes.
And I probably missed a bunch, but I feel like I'm taking up too much time.
No, but you've won, or have you?
Flesh Moves.
Oh, well.
Flesh Moves. That one.
Jeff, start with the best name for a band of all time. Mercury, the Winged Messenger.
True. Yeah, you're starting in the middle.
Okay, so
I go forward or back?
Can you go chronologically?
Yeah.
Oh, please?
Sure. I tried.
I was also in, also known as, AKA in Calgary with Dave in the early 90s.
Wow.
Then Rebel Young Republican, although we briefly, Rebel Young Republican actually performed several shows with Jeff Casey from the Browns as Quaker State, which became Rebel Young Republican.
Another great name.
And then I was briefly in a band with Aram Arslanian from many very famous straight edge bands.
Okay.
That band was called Measure.
Wow.
Or Means
not,
to Measure.
Not the Measure.
Yeah. You've never heard that band.
Right. So those are all the Calgary bands. Oh, no. Not true. What am I talking about?
Jeff wins just on the Calgary bands that he's been in.
How could I forget this? The first band I was in, Love Canal, opened for Green Day in 1992.
Oh, my God.
Somehow I forgot that one. That was with the drummer and bass, original drummer and bass player from 3 Inches of Blood.
Wow.
Okay, so that's Calgary. Then Vancouver, I played.
Oh, just do three more.
All right, that Dave hasn't already named. There's Autogram.
Yes. Oh, good one.
Black Rice.
Oh my gosh.
And Hard Drugs.
Or as I call them, the 4 J's. Yes. Oh, well.
And you were in that metal band too, weren't you?
Oh yeah, I was also briefly in Dead Quiet.
Okay.
Played on the first record.
Well, so
I didn't even know that. There we go.
You guys have been, you're rock and roll royalty, and I thank you so much.
The total failures.
Oh, that's another great name for a band. And another great name for a band is Night Court. You guys are playing tonight, which is a Saturday, but this will be broadcast on Monday. My apologies for that. But you have a new album coming out. What is it called?
It is called Nervous Birds 1, because we actually have two albums that are coming out.
Okay.
One is called Nervous Birds 1.
Yeah.
And the other one is called
Nervous Birds, two. Yes, right. Now, on the cover art, is that a artist rendering of Heckel and Jekyll?
It is.
Okay, I haven't thought about that cartoon in 30 years, thanks. Anyway, so that's our introduction. Now, all the three members, Dave, Emilor, and Jiffy, have requested a couple songs, and they are delightful tracks, and we're going to get to one right now and talk about it with the requester. Thank you very much for listening to The Sounds of Night Court and the Parts Unknown Show.
I'm a warrior, the blood won't wash away. I'm a warrior, I'll kill myself one day.
At least 20 years that the song was a couple songs, and they are delightful tracks, and we're going
to... Okay, let's try this again. I am going to wait until it just behaves itself. And then we'll get into my interview with Dave and Emilor and Jiffy of the brand new band Night Court, who played last Saturday and are going to play very soon again. Let's hear what they have to say.
We're awesome. Okay, speaking of what band did I say that I hadn't? Heckle and Jekyll. I hadn't heard about and thought about in 30 years. Yeah. I've not ever thought about Bad News in like at least 20 years. That the song was Warriors of Genghis Khan. Yes. Now are they from the UK? Were they like
are.
A kind of like a spoof rock?
Yeah,
kind
they
of
are.
Band?
Like everybody always talks about Spinal Tap. But I think Bad News is better.
Okay.
Wait, did Bad News predate Spinal Tap?
Yeah.
They might have. I don't know.
Okay.
Now you might have to fact check.
We'll have to fact check that.
But they're more well known as two or three of them were also the Young Ones.
Yes.
Okay, see, I don't know that band, so yes. I'm sorry. Bye.
The Young Ones, the TV, the very famous UK TV show.
Is that where there was like four guys and one was like a punker
and
stuff?
And the punk had studs in his
right!
And,
the and Young Ones, oh yes.
Rick Mayall was also in Freddy Got Fingered.
Yeah. Oh, the Tom Green film? Or
no,
is that an actual band?
Fred's Dead?
Freddy's Dead.
It was a very poorly received movie in the 80s.
Okay.
I think that he was attempting to break into the North American. He's a genius. I shed tears when he died.
Oh,
rest
yeah.
in peace, Rick.
The reason why a light bulb went up when you requested Bad News is they are the owners of one of the worst cover versions of a song that I've ever heard. I don't know if they have done many versions, but can you think of one song that I'm thinking of? They did a Bohemian Rhapsody version. It's 9 minutes long.
Oh,
yeah. It is so bad. Oh, so bad.
Well, the thing that was awesome about Bad News is that they were a comedy. It was a comedy rock and roll spoof.
Yes.
But they actually played.
Oh, yes.
So it's bad and your coffee
I had a spill. Sorry to your band space. Well, okay, so thank you so much for the request. There's another one coming that's really good too, but why not talk about Night Court? I got a brand new track called Circus of Wolves. You are on Dead Offensive Records. Can you tell me a little bit about that? There's also a American label, apparently, that is putting out this album.
Sure.
Can you tell me a little something about it?
Okay. Well, Dead Offensive is out of Calgary.
Okay.
It is run by Todd Harkness, who Dave and I know from our Calgary days.
Yes.
He played in the band The Browns and the band Miko. And back in our day, he played in a band called, what was that hardcore band called? Lucas.
Yes.
Lucas? Lucas.
Yes. Very nice. Well, the American label, who are they and where are they out of?
That is out of Denver. It's run by my good friend Chuck, who has a band called Spells, who are fairly well known in.
And what is the label called?
Snappy Little Numbers.
Snappy Little Numbers. Very nice.
Snappy Little Numbers also put out my only solo single and the very first Autogram single.
Okay, very nice. Let's play some Night Court. I was... Okay, so, and also, I didn't know that you were in this band, and I saw that there was a band from Vancouver called Night Court, and I was thinking, this is great! There's another fan of the 80s sitcom as well.
Yeah.
But was it named in honor of Bull and Judge Stone and Dan Fielding? And
we worked our way down a pretty big list.
It was Family Ties. It was Silver Spoons. It was Mr. Belvedere. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it came out on top.
Good.
Definitely named after the show, though. There's no other reason. Although I did it, I very briefly tried to convince Dave that we should call it Night Court with a K, but he was not happy.
Okay. Let's play it then. How about NITE Court?
I didn't even think of that.
Well, we can now.
Yeah.
Let's play Dead Offensive Darlings Night Court with their classic, not classic, brand new track, Circus of Wolves on the Parts Unknown Show. Okay.
You're listening to 101.9 CITR. Let me just set up. Actually, let's not. No. It's actually quite fun. So it's a little bit of a station ID, but I would be a fool not to add this.
Okay.
I am Dave.
I'm Emmalore.
And I'm Jiffy. We are Night Court, and you are listening to
101.9 CITR, Parts Unknown.
That's great! I had to do it. It's worth it. It was so worth it.
Yeah.
All right, who requested Superchunk?
Me.
Ah, Dave. Okay. Now, if I could, before I ask you about your love of the, oh, where are they from? North Carolina band. Yes. Chapel Hill?
I think so.
Yes. Your origin story. Now, how, you're originally from Calgary?
I am, yeah.
Okay. How long have you been in Vancouver?
Is it 97?
Oh, okay, so you've been here for a long, long time. Yeah. Have you been in bands, like, once you touched down on this patch of ground we call Vancouver?
I was until about 2004, 2005, I was in bands, and I took a bit of a hiatus.
Yeah.
Until Jeff moved back from New York, and,
okay.
And then we started Men at Adventure, and since then we've been playing together.
Oh, well, this is wonderful. I'm glad that you have someone that you just connect with musically, like, for the until the end of time.
Me too.
Oh, well, this is great. Now, Superchunk, yes. One of your big influences?
They are.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. They, to me, they're one of those bands that sort of exists between, you know, punk and like indie rock.
Yeah.
I would say power pop, but I know there's a power pop mafia, so I won't touch that.
Yeah.
But I always kind of thought that was interesting. You know, I always listened, as a punk, I listened to Superchunk, but I never really understood, like, why weren't they touring with, like, Jawbreaker? Why are they, like,
why not?
Tour with these indie rock bands?
You ever, in all the bands that you played with, had you ever get a chance to play with them?
Never played with them, no.
But seen them many times.
Seen them many times. And when I was I knew I wanted a Superchunk song for this. And as I was listening through, that one's, you know, it stopped me emotionally. I really loved that song.
Yeah, it's a great song. Thank you.
But it also, like, to me, it has, like, a Nightcore connection, especially where it's almost formally, you know, where they sing over the guitar melody. I let, you know, Jeff and I do that quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then it has, you know, it kind of does its thing. And then it has this huge Jawbreaker breakdown in it that then sort of becomes John Reese-ian, that then sort of culminates in this Superchunk thing. And I just, you know, like, I'm always ripping off my influences. And
yeah.
I'm so thrilled.
Oh, who isn't?
Thrilled that Mac and Laura and those guys are too.
That's also, I wonder if Jawbreaker's ever played with Superchunk. Like, I mean, it's nice.
So, but I don't know. I was saying to Dave, it's weird that Jawbreaker was considered a punk band and Superchunk were considered an indie rock band.
Yeah. Who's deciding this?
Yeah,
right? Want to play with who I'm going to play with?
I think it was, what's the guy who ran Maximum Rock and Roll at Gilman? It was him. It was Tim Yohannan.
He decided?
I believe so, yeah.
Who requested? Okay, this whole bunch of requests is just like long-winded titles by long-winded bands, Underground Railroad to Candyland. Who is the culprit? Jeff, consider yourself lucky. I don't know. Okay, Jeff, I've never heard of this band. I thought I've heard of them all.
Okay, this, I was going to pick a Toys to Kill song, but I actually kind of like, they're related. There's two of the same members.
Oh, okay.
So, do you know the band Toys That Kill?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, related band. I just happen to like URTC, which is sort of, you know, the shorter version of this.
Right.
I happen to like them a lot, and I thought that would be a fun song to play. But also goes back to they're also related to the band FYP, who are like a 90s punk band that I'm like super into.
Well, this is, that. Look at the ink. Is that new?
Yeah.
Oh, you, Jiffy got a tattoo for this interview. I'm so delighted. Thank you. Okay. And Chain Whip, we also had a little bit of that, but then we're going to get into, okay. So, I believe that this is your second request, Emmalore. Fanny,
yeah.
Solid Gold LP. I remember hearing this band. There was a TV show that was, narrated or hosted by John Sebastian of the Love and Spoonful. And there was this one episode where it was like Ladies in Rock and Fanny was on and they were just like ripping it. And then I heard some more songs with them and I was like, they just seemed kind of like down home, but this song's great.
Yeah.
So
interesting you say that, because the reason why I picked this song is because when I was in high school, it might have been that same show.
Yeah.
But it was like I was getting ready to leave the house, and this was before internet. So they were on some show, and I was like getting ready to leave, and I looked at the TV as I was on my way out the door, and I'm like, who is this?
Yeah.
Like, who is this band? They rock, and they're all women, and it's from the 60s, and this is incredible. And I spent the next probably 15 or more years asking people all the time, like, do you know this band? Like, they all had, like, long, dark hair, and they, like, totally slayed. Nobody knew who they were. People kept saying, oh, is it this band or that? I'm like, no, it's not those bands. It's no. And then I found out that they were making a documentary about this band called Fanny recently, which is has been made.
Yeah.
And in the last 3 months, Jeffrey has found me two of their records. And this song, Solid Gold, was like a real standout track.
Yeah.
And I was so glad just within the, like during the pandemic, I put these pieces together and figured out who this band was that I'd been thinking about for since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
Did Jeff know who they were?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
But well, I'm shocked.
As soon as I put him on like if I'm like, oh, I'm looking, he will find it. he has a Rolodex in his head of records.
Is he okay with you admitting that he didn't know this?
Oh, well, it's
funny. I totally outed him.
We got recorded proof.
Jeffrey McCloy doesn't know every band in the world, but most of them.
He knows Fanny, and we play them now on the Parts Unknown show.
It's number one on your
You're listening to 101.9 CITR and the Parts Unknown Show.
Crying, quarreling, filtering through the malaise.
This is CITR, and this is...
So this is us, Nycourt, Dave, and Emilor, and Jiffy. Here, they have a show tonight. How do you guys feel? What is your game plan going into this heated event tonight? Are you going to go give 110%? You're going in as a team?
Oh, for sure. I mean, this is only our second show, so we are excited.
Oh, well, this is wonderful. Now, do you know the bands that you were playing with?
We know at least a couple of them. We know all except...
I think between the three of us, we'd know all of them.
If you all can successfully name the four other bands that you're playing with, I will give you a six-pack of neutral vodka coolers, cherry-flavored... okay, do you know, if you can do two, big?
Don't start with Dave. No. That's my tip.
poor Dave.
okay, start with me.
Bedwetters Anonymous.
Oh yeah, right.
Bedwetters Anonymous. And other local supergroup, Yep.
Oh right, yeah, that's right. Big Apple.
Phenomenal.
And KMVP from?
Oh, we were supposed to name
Oh,
from
well.
Nanaimo.
From Nanaimo, from Protection Island, to be specific. Okay. That's when I reach for my revolver. You. Do you know who I thought wrote this? Moby.
What?
I saw Moby did a video for this.
No way.
Like before his gigantic album Play, he did a cover of this song and there was a video for it. Everybody's like, this song is great. Moby rules.
That played into my story because I was going, or I actually originally thought the song was by the band Peg Boy.
Oh, okay.
Which are members of Naked Ray Gun. Okay. And I heard their version first back in, I don't know, it came out in the early 90s, I guess.
Yeah.
And only later heard the original, which is great. But I just thought, you know, I mean, whatever, we're on the radio. Why not give that playing to the original who wrote it? But definitely not to Moby.
Not to Moby, but it was it was the almighty Mission of Burma.
That's right.
Yes. Now, they, after a huge hiatus, they came back and were more popular than ever, I'm assuming. Did you get a chance to see them?
I didn't. Oh. I did not. But I was, I don't know why this plays into it, but I did get to see the Wire reunion, which I was torn between picking this song and maybe a Wire song, because one of the things that I, like, people might not know that we are post-punk influenced, but I think a lot of the bass playing would be post-punk influenced.
Oh, very nice.
Very fan of the Wire bass playing, specifically.
Well, this is great. I also played something new from the Unknown Mortal Orchestra. They have a new track, so I thought I'd play it with Submission of Burda. And then we have a cover. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of this show before, but at the top of the hour, I try to play a cover, and I think I got a really good one from Accordion Spoof Genius. Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, my hero!
Yes.
I heard he does covers.
Yes, but I'm not giving him any print for doing a spoof. He does, on the accordion, an amazing version of the Sparks classic, This Town Ain't Big Enough for the Both of Us.
And wait, it's not a spoof.
He does it on the accordion, and why don't we give it a listen now on this show. Yes, anyone?
I almost picked a Sparks song for my two songs, so I am overjoyed.
Oh, this is great. Yes, and he keeps it straight. There's no fart noises or anything. Weird Al, he's losing his edge on 101.9 CITR.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tax.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two,
three. Be there.
All right, let's just take a break. We've been going 100 miles an hour today on the Parts Unknown show. I don't even know what this sounds like. I'm so happy that my buddy Eric has some new music out. I just, on a whim, wanted to see if that was the case. And in fact, it is. Released. What's the date today? It's the 15th? Oh my gosh, this was released the 12th of November. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. This is the Parts Unknown show. Night Court will be back to say their goodbyes, but let's play a little bit of music without them. They will be insulted, but whatever. We'll be right back. nice work from Soft Fossil, a musical act out of Vancouver. I've known Mr. Eric Axon for so many years. He's always been my friend right from the beginning. I asked him, are we friends now? That was the first question I had for him. His answer was yes. His music is not usually like this. Oh, what was the band that he liked so much? Jawbreaker? Is that the band? He was in a band called Hermetic, continues to be in a band called Sightlines. But when they're on hiatus, he performs these hot beats under the pseudonym of Soft Fossil. Maybe, just maybe, Eric will be on my show one day. I better do it soon before he gets too popular. I'm going to play some music that is not requested by the band Night Court. And then I'm going to let them say their goodbyes. So I recently heard about my friend Besh putting out a video for a song that has been out for years and years and years. It was on, I believe, her very first album. And she, in this project, goes by Rooms. Formerly, I Make Earthquakes. I really like this song. The video was lovely. Check it out on YouTube. Rooms with two O's. I thought for the longest time there were, in fact, three. Nope. Let's play Synonyms. It is a classic song with a brand new video. Listen to it on CITR.
Typing. I ask you.
My talk with Night Court. It has been wonderful. Let me tell you a little bit about where I am. I'm in a brand new practice space. I bet none of the members of Night Court, it's so fresh and new, doesn't even have a name, or does it? Okay. Leaving me hanging. All right. Well, maybe it hasn't been christened with a name yet, but it's pretty great. And I christened it with coffee on the floor.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
That's fine.
The last song that I wanted to go to, because I couldn't fit it in with any other songs that I wanted to play this week, Circus Lupus.
That was mine.
Dave, explain yourself.
Well, I was somebody put a Circus Lupus song on a mixtape for me in the early 90s, and it opened up. You know, I was listening to NoFX and The Descendants, and then I just was DC. The whole DC scene.
You can't DC.
Can you describe another band? Could you compare Circus Lupus with another band?
Not really.
Like, the Primacy? Maybe?
A little bit. Not as heavy as Primacy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Jeff and I, you know, like, eventually, like, the Monarch, anything Chris Thompson touches just is gold.
Yeah, I Wikipedia'd Chris Thompson, and I got this English singer-songwriter, so I don't think this is the guy.
The Thompson twins?
Maybe. Oh, another Chris Thompson. There's not too many Chris Thompsons in the world. This is great. I very much appreciate your time. I know that you got to get your gear in at a certain time, where the sound guy's gonna lock the sound box and then offer a smoke.
If there's a sound guy.
Yes.
Assuming there's gonna be a sound guy.
Well, the venue. Now, this used to be called something else, but yes, CBDBs, yes. Now, because it was a homebrew place, or yes?
In the front.
Oh, okay, but it's not anymore? Is this do we talk, what? You're playing, is it okay?
We're playing at the Bullet Farm.
Bullet Farm.
And okay. I mean, this is going to air after the fact.
Yeah, so we can talk all about it. How do you get there? Yes.
It was a great show. I sweat.
Your drumming was impeccable.
Thank you.
Yes. I wish you a great time, and I thank you so much for your time. Anything that you would like to say before I send you on your way to just grasp that stage and never let it go?
Well, we have a record release show coming up on December 3rd. Fourth.
Okay. Now, is this at a venue that we can safely say?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
December 4th.
At the Lido.
Oh, that's great. Oh, well, I hope that you guys have a good time at that show and also at this show coming up. Farewell, and thanks for drinking these neutrals, because it's not my thing.
It's my thing, and thank you so much, Chris.
Cheers.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you, Chris.
Trouble, right? nonsense nerve, something else to find. Beaten back by the nonsense kind. Sitting there, I said to myself, let's not only find myself at home. Mr. Bat.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local, and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
I have a little bit of time before I go, so you heard Russian Tim there. His Rocket from Russia show is awesome from 9 till 10. Rock and roll, punk rock done the right way with Russian Tim in it. Speaking of Russian Tim and Pavel Buress, there is an album release of that band at the Fox Theater this coming Saturday, the 20th. Is that the 20th? Yes, I believe it is. Go and see the spectacle that is Russian Tim and his Pavel Buress. It's got a supporting group of bands that are going to play before, but then they're going to get on the stage and give you high octane rock and roll. Go support Russian Tim. He, for 10 years, even more, has supported you. Okay, so I am going to give you some more music, and I don't think that there is a show from 3 to 4 anymore because Audrey Knives got a gig as a librarian type.